Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're speaking with both David Noss and Bob Agner, who have been working in music together with various bands since the 1970s before becoming successful songwriters. Their first collaboration, The Catch, launched their longtime well-known music journey, highlighting their unique sound. Working with David Noss's wife, Kim, and her distinctive stylistic vocal presence, Noss added a banjo mix to offer a blend of Americana, light country rock, and more. Noss and Agner have debuted a new novel in creating a groundbreaking interactive tool for children and everyone in their first book, Cordan the Wizard. Inside the print paperback or hardcover book's pages, readers simply scan a QR code to hear music. In the digital ebook versions, readers can also click on a link. Readers are transported into the magical world of Cordan the Wizard as they enjoy the incredible story and the immersive music created specifically for this tale. If your children are searching for a world of fantasy filled with majesty, dragons, giants, and a very special wizard, look no further. And gentlemen, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Eric.
Yeah, great to have you out, and certainly welcome you to the show. And it is pretty awesome to meet the creators of this new children's book, Cordan the Wizard. So if you would, for starters, tell us about your new children's book. And by the way, I love the digital options that you make available for the kids as well.
Sure. This is an interesting story. It's about vision. It's about the power of love. It's about magic. It's about a wizard, a dragon, giants, battles. And more importantly, and finally, it's about inclusion. There is action and an interesting cast of characters, all that interact with each other. And the story, you know, kind of has taken on a world of its own, and the development of it just kind of flowed through me. I tend to write by looking at the visions in my head. I create the whole story as like a movie screen, and then I type that down, what I'm looking at in my brain. Sometimes they don't mix, but generally I can come through and make it work together. Bob and I were looking at writing a rock opera, and I had written the prologue, and we were going to build our script from there, and I got really involved and created this whole story in my head. So I ended up writing, you know, upwards of 50,000 words, and, you know, ended up a book.
David, you certainly have a gift, no doubt about that. That is something else, how it all came to you in your mind. Now, take it further. Talk about the plot, the characters, and how you actually came up with the story. I know you said it came to mind.
You know what? That's a really difficult question to ask, because I've been involved in fantasy, you know, reading fantasy for pretty much my whole life. So I got to thinking about different aspects of what would be good, what wouldn't be good, and this whole idea of conflict between giants and humans, and adding in wizards and everything, just kind of started melding together in my brain. And the prologue to the book, and I don't mind saying this because it's the very beginning. Hopefully it grabs you. It grabbed Bob and I when I first read it out to him. And basically, it's the confrontation between a giant and the wizard turns him to stone, kind of right there on the spot. And that's the beginning of the story. And then we evolve from there. The whole thing is based on everything I've ever seen in a fantasy novel, in terms of kings and queens and dragons and wizards. So in my mind, I've taken the best out of all of them and intertwined them into this brand new story.
Excellent. Certainly appreciate the feedback there, and giving us a little more of an overview there. Now, Bob, great also to have you on the program as well. Tell us about the publishing process. How did you choose your publisher?
Okay. Well, we are not self-published. We are published by an indie publishing house, Rebel Books Press. You know, Dave and I focus on our energies on creativity. So Dave writing the story and the two of us creating the music. So we chose to work with a publisher. Rebel Books Press because of their expertise in print and ebook distribution, and they have great strength in public relations to get us wide distribution.
And that's such a great resource for those that want to get their books published as well. Thanks for mentioning that. Now, Bob, also explain how you've worked with David for years with many original music and songs.
Well, Dave and I have been creating and performing music together for as long as we've known each other, almost 50 years. And much of our original music with our band Fireside can be heard online through streaming services.
And also, David, continuing on the topic, talk about how you decided to create a new interactive musical component in the book and tell the audience how readers can easily listen to the songs in print and in an ebook format.
Okay, so we talked about it and decided to create songs and place them strategically throughout the story. Once I'd finished the book and we had not decided to do a rock opera, something else needed to become evident. And we did a little research and couldn't find anyone who had literally put songs throughout the book. Now, I know that people have done released an album along with their book, and I think as recently as Dolly Parton had done that, and she thought it was a natural thing to release the album and the book together. We thought about, well, why can't we put the songs in the book and embed them in the actual text, either through a link with an electronic version or a scannable with the QR codes for the paperback and the hardcover. And we didn't think that was done. Like I said, we looked around and couldn't find anybody that had done that. So we thought we had put together two things that had never been put together before. And as George Carlin once said, if you do that, somebody's going to buy it from you. So at that particular point, we threw some names out, and Singing Stories, which is our company for this, was born. And so right along with Cordan the Wizard.
Now, out of curiosity, to take it even further, did you create an album, and is it also streaming on any sites?
Well, we do have other albums that we've created music through our band Fireside, but in this particular case, we did produce an album, Cordan, and it is available online through streaming services such as Amazon Music or Pandora, Spotify, YouTube Music. And it's also for sale. Regarding the Singing Stories concept, that we trademarked the name because of, as Dave mentioned, we wanted to trademark the idea of embedding music within the story and using the QR codes so that both the printed version and the ebooks can both access the music. You know, every phone has the QR capability. And also on the ebook, you just click on it and it takes you to the link to hear the music. And we've also included lyrics, so you can actually listen to the music and read the lyrics at the same time, maybe even sing along.
Again, we're speaking with David Noss, author, and Robert Agner, musical partner, on the debut of the new novel, Cordan the Wizard, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, David, if you would, talk about how music is such an organic way to encourage children who love reading by adding in songs that capture their imagination.
Well, it's really kind of interesting because in today's world, kids are really, really very sophisticated, and their minds are in a constant state of stimulation. And while they are building great hand-eye coordination skills, the worlds in which they play are pre-built for them. Music is a big part of these games, and they play some of the biggest composers around today have made their names for themselves composing music, like Harry Gregson-Williams, who did the Metal Gear Solid 3 series, and Nobuo Uematsu, who did all the music for the Final Fantasy series. I actually remember taking my youngest son to see Nobuo Uematsu over at the Disney Performance Hall in Los Angeles, and it was incredible. It's just tremendous, sophisticated classical music, and this is just to name a few. There's a whole bunch of them out there. So I think there's a need for kids and young adults to build their own worlds through reading, stimulating their imaginations. Our music is not so bubblegum as, say, the Korean group BTS. It's sophisticated, like the music in the video games. And in my mind, this adds to the lure of the story and the characters and popularizes the genre in which we wrote for. Hopefully they find ours better than most and worth the read and listen. I mean, we think it is.
Well, after all that I've heard, I would have to agree with you there, and really do appreciate the both of you joining us here today. Now, tell us, what age group actually is this book written for, and why? Why did you choose this particular age group?
The primary audience for Cordin the Wizard is the middle school age children and through adult. And we've realized that parents of the kids who read the book are also getting hooked on the story, just like the Harry Potter series, I might add. So it's all about a good story, just good old fashioned content. I mean, you know, just, you know, love, conflict, and moving forward with everything in the world. I mean, this is pretty PG and G. I mean, I did that on purpose, and I want to reach a wide audience. And I think the best way to do it is just to try and do it with a really good story.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Good move on your part as well. Now, I also understand that this is a series. Can you tell us more and tell us how folks can actually find the book as well?
Okay. Our publisher, Rebel Books Press, suggested I do two more books on this. So with that in mind, I'm going to do three books. Don't ask me how long it's going to take, because we have to write the music as long as well. But I've already started on book two.
Regarding the availability, Eric, Cordin the Wizard is available in about 40,000 stores, such as Barnes & Noble, Amazon, Walmart, and indie bookstores, even libraries. But it's a new book, so you may need to, you know, order it from your store at first, and then it should arrive in a few days right to your house. So you can also buy it through our website, cordanthewizard.com.
Well, gentlemen, we certainly appreciate your visit with us here today and introducing the debut of the new novel, Cordin the Wizard. Before you go, and in conclusion, what advice would you give first-time authors who want to see their books in print and in stores?
Well, you know what? Writing is a real personal thing. And so the best thing I can tell somebody is don't be afraid to do anything. I mean, we all have fear, and I think fear is a good thing. It helps limit us and make us think about things before we do them. It's when fear becomes crippling and you don't make that decision to move forward that it really becomes a problem. So you can be afraid, but don't take it to the point where you're not afraid to move forward. The only failure in life is not trying to do something. And I believe that from the bottom of my heart, because everything I've done my entire life was sticking my neck out there and trying it. If I got chopped off, okay, well, I didn't do that again. But the truth is, you've got to try. The only way you'll ever be successful is putting that first step forward, just like you did when you were a child and learning to walk. It's the same thing. You put that first step forward and you move forward and you take the chance.
Well, we certainly do appreciate that advice. Good stuff. Great to have had you on. Folks, for more details on the debut of this new novel, Cordin the Wizard, simply visit cordanthewizard.com. David and Robert, thanks so much for joining us here today.
It was a pleasure to be here.
Thank you, Eric. We appreciate it.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Again, we've been speaking with both David Noss, author, and Robert Agner, musical partner on the debut of the new novel, Cordin the Wizard. And for further details, again, visit cordanthewizard.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.